AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. American consumers seem to have put the pandemic behind them, with the pace of spending surging by 3.8% last month. The higher retail sales figures reflect a willingness to shop, more items on the shelves, but also higher prices because of inflation. President Biden's ordered the National Archives to release Donald Trump's visitor logs on the day of the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. They were sought by the House committee investigating the attack.
Trump has tried to keep those and other records private. The White House's top lawyer says the president considered Trump's claim, but decided it was not in the nation's best interest. It's still trying to get information about the then-president's personal calls. Sagar Magani, Washington.
NATO's leader says despite words from Russian President Vladimir Putin, there are no signs that he's actually pulled troops away from the border with Ukraine.
If Russia once again invades Ukraine, they will pay a high price.
20 people are recovering in hospitals in Missouri after a school bus crashed last night just north of Thomasville. That bus reportedly veered off the road and hit several trees, flipping on its side. It's believed the passengers were school athletes and two adults. Two Houston area deputies are recovering from a shootout with an armed man said to have been mentally ill. They killed the suspect, says Harris County Chief Deputy Edison Tokika on KTRK-TV.
Basically, they were ambushed. The suspect came out, pointed the weapon, and began to discharge the weapon at the deputies.
Arizona State Senate's passed a restrictive abortion law banning the procedure after 15 weeks. It violates the Roe versus Wade limit of fetal viability, but the bill's sponsor says she thinks the Supreme Court will overturn Roe this year. This is AP News. There's been an explosion and fire in Long Island, New York, after a tanker truck fire.
Nassau County Fire Marshal Mike Utero says while they're still investigating what caused the crash, the driver, who was transporting 9,200 gallons of gas, was able to get out of his rig after it flipped over, but before it was engulfed in flames.
The fire had initiated starting in the old Lazy Boy store and spreading to the liquor store and other areas around it. It was a heavy, high volume of fire. Again, 9,200 gallons of gasoline spilling. It was in the storm drains, causing explosions underground.
He says that gas bill is contained. Julie Walker, New York.
Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva wrote down on a drug control form before the start of the Olympics she was using two legal substances. Insiders say that will undercut any effort to argue the banned substance found somehow accidentally got into her system. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.